right, we are right at 10 o'clock. Ms. Relia, we are recording. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, we are on the record. Good morning again. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning on March 20th, 2026. We have two items on today's agenda. They're both conditional use permits. One is for an accessory dwelling unit. The other is for a winery expansion. I have a few introductory remarks and then we'll get started. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when parties testify, I will swear them in. I will also formally admit exhibits for each matter. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials and am not aware of any, but if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise those. In terms of the criteria that I review, these are addressed in the staff report. And of course, the actual criteria are on the Benton County website. But for conditional use permits, I consider the proposal's compatibility with the surrounding area, the lack of material detriment to surrounding uses, the adequacy of the infrastructure to support the use, including for traffic. And for the
Traffic.
ADUs, I'm sorry, was there a technical issue or are we good?
I think we're okay.
Okay, all right, I'll keep going. So for the ADU specifically, there are some criteria that have to be met for that as well, mainly relating to the kind of the size and the scope of the use. In terms of the order of presentation, I will hear first from the planning department. The planning department will provide a summary of the proposal, and then we'll turn to the applicant. The applicant can add anything additional, and then we open the matter up for public comment. Anyone who is either in the hearing room or present online may comment on the proposal. We are proceeding both remotely and in person. If there are technical issues, we'll halt the proceeding and sort those. If at any point you cannot hear me, you cannot hear another party, please speak up if you are able to, or contact the clerk on the chat feature to resolve the issue. Just do not submit anything over the chat feature that you would like me to see, as I don't have access to it, and there's some issues with retaining what is submitted. We can't retain what comes in that way. So, are there any procedural questions? Okay, all right. Well, we'll move to the first agenda item. This is CUP 2026-002. This is an accessory dwelling unit that is proposed by Finco Construction Inc. I have received exhibits HEM 1.1 through 1.9, and that does include the staff report, and those are all admitted. Who is presenting on the ADU?
That will be me.
And I can that is I can, is that
Maya
Ms.
McDonald.
McDonald? Okay, that's what I thought. All right. If you can state your name for the record.
Maya McDonald.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington.
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-002 on February 2nd, 2026. The applicant is Paul Fansler. The owners, Anthony and Amanda Trethewey, are proposing to construct a 786 square foot ADU. The property is approximately 1.04 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 1 acre district off of Harvest Ridge Loop in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to a 3,128 square foot single family dwelling that is currently under construction. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton Public Utility District stated that the applicant will need to further inquire if they wish to meter the ADU separately. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant either present in the hearing room or online?
It doesn't look like either.
Okay. I do not have questions for the applicant, so that is fine. I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with the exhibits and what I just heard from the planning department is in conjunction with the code criteria. I do believe that the applicant has demonstrated that the proposal is consistent with these code criteria. So I will be approving this ADU. Decision will be out within 10 business days, hopefully next week, though. That will be emailed to the planning department and then forwarded to the applicant. And anyone else who requests a copy. Any questions? Any procedural questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So we will move to the next agenda item. That is CUP 2026-003. This is a winery expansion proposal from Eric and Leslie Hoppe. And correct me if I'm mispronouncing that. Who is presenting on that? Is that Ms. Watts or Ms. McDonald?
That would be me, Andrea.
Okay. All right. Ms. Watts, if you can state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. I have received on that exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.11. That does include the staff report. Those are all admitted, and you may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-003 on February 12, 2026. The applicants, Eric and Leslie Hoppe, are proposing to expand an existing winery facility. The proposed expansion involves construction of a 1,025 square foot barn and a 1,152 square foot addition to the existing 2,800 square foot winery structure, resulting in a collective square footage of 4,977 square feet for all structures used for the winery operation. There are no changes to the existing winery operation proposed. Hours of operation are Thursday through Sunday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., with approximately 8 visitors expected daily and 30 visitors expected weekly. The property to be utilized is approximately 47.38 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Old Inland Empire Highway in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comment of note was received during agency review. The Benton County Fire Marshal stated the proposed commercial structures will need to comply with Benton County Fire Code, including but not limited to having on-site water with a dedicated access for fire apparatus and a hydrant to access the water, as well as possibly an automatic sprinkler system. Planning staff would also like to comment that the staff memo regarding this proposal stated that there will be 2 signs associated with the project. However, there will be 3 signs total as described within the application materials. With that, planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 7 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you. It looks like we do have the applicant, Eric Hoppe, online. Is that correct? And if I don't know if Eric Hoppe, if he is muted or I do see him. I just can't hear him.
Mr. Hoppe, are you available? Might be having some communication difficulties.
Okay. So, Mr. Hoppe, I don't know if you can hear us or not. I do not have any questions for you. If you're able to use the chat feature to communicate with Ms. Relia, the clerk, on the technical front, please do so. I'm going to move to public comment right now. I don't believe, though, we have anyone online or in the hearing room who would like to comment. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Okay. So there is no one who wishes to comment on this proposal. I guess turning back, have we heard from Mr. Hoppe? It doesn't look like it from what I can tell.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Have reviewed this proposal, including the exhibits that were submitted, and then, of course, heard from the department today. I do believe that the applicant has demonstrated consistency with the conditional use permit criteria So I will be approving this. I think what I may do, just in case Mr. Hoppe has anything additional that he wanted to note or add to the record, I'll just keep the record open through close of business today. Like I said earlier, I do think from what I've reviewed that the proposal, that the applicants demonstrated proposal consistency with the CUP criteria, but in case there was anything that the applicant wanted to add to the record, I think I should probably leave the record open, particularly as it looks like he is online. So are there any procedural questions on that?
There are not.
Okay. All right. So, the decision will be out, of course, within 10 business days of the close of the record. That will be emailed to the planning department, to the applicant, and to anyone else who requests a copy. And as noted, the record is open through close of business today, just in case there's anything additional that Mr. Poppy wanted to bring to my attention on the proposal. So I think that is it for all the agenda items this morning. Is there anything else that we need to address before we adjourn?
Nope, I think we're good.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you to everyone for your appearances. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Okay.